Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. 2 weeks ago, I was in a serious car accident. I'm very lucky. Bruised by the strength with which my seatbelt held me secure and feeling the tightness of badly swollen, rigid back muscles, I walked away. I walked away from the accident, as did the others involved. Despite the reporter in me always automatically gathering information, the accident victim in me didn't get it all. So I am now piecing it together and gathering details. But first, I cut myself some slack and took a deserved time out to gather myself and nurse my aching back, right shoulder, and knee, and to vent. The good news is that no one, including the pregnant passenger in the car in front of me, suffered life-threatening or irreversible injury. The additional good news is that the person who caused the accident admitted complete liability on the scene. The final bit of good news is that everyone involved had insurance. But the reality is that accidents still cost you money, even when you are clearly the victim. The basic formula is, if the estimate of damages to the victim's car is more than 70% of the car's Blue Book value, the car can be deemed a total loss. Such a decision can have you upside down in a car loan, where the payout for a totaled car is less than the amount you need to be made whole, or back to the way you and your car were before the accident. In my case, I was at a full stop behind two other cars that were stopped for a pedestrian in the crosswalk. The car that hit me at about 30 miles per hour was an SUV. There were no skid marks, so I took the full impact. He took full responsibility and accepted liability on the scene. But the reality and the lesson learned is, even when you have insurance, even when you are the victim, accidents cost you money. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.